The Dow Jones Industrial Average is getting very close today to hitting a record 20,000. Yesterday, it finished just a couple hundred points under that mark. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And people have been talking about whether the Dow would hit 20,000 for years. Let's listen here to Seth Masters of Bernstein Global Wealth Management speaking on CNBC back in 2012.
If stocks actually grow at somewhere in the neighborhood of basically 5 to 7%, you get to 20,000 within 10 years easily.
Within 10 years, that was just about 4 years ago. Why is 20,000 considered such a big deal?
Such a big deal. Well, I think, Jeremy, that it's a psychologically important barrier. You know, the bulls, they've been itching to celebrate this milestone. And, you know, we're talking about here the Dow scoring its speediest 1,000-point gain ever. Hmm. And historically, the Dow struggled with hitting these, you know, big round numbers, and that makes hashtag Dow 20K, you know, a big occasion for, you know, media obsession, social media frenzy over it.
And there has been a lot of skepticism about whether the Dow could get to 20,000, and some people thinking it would actually drop. Let's listen here to Harry Dent of Dent Research predicting back in 2012 that the Dow would actually fall to 3,000 points because of a massive debt bubble.
When these debt bubbles burst, every time in history you have had depressions ultimately, deflation in prices, and stock corrections that are not 40, 50, 60% like in the 70s, but right. 60, 70, 80%. So this is the norm in times like this, and we're already getting
so close. What's causing the market to rise so much right now?
Variety of things. I mean, since the election, investors have been scooping up shares and selling government bonds because they're betting that President-elect Trump's proposals to cut corporate taxes, ramp up fiscal stimulus, all those things would accelerate growth. And, you know, this has really benefited shares of financial and industrial companies in particular. They've lifted the Dow Jones Industrial Average to 15 records since November 8th.
And, of course, we are waiting for the Fed to tell us whether it's going to raise interest rates as expected tomorrow. We saw a lot of volatility in the markets at the start of the year after the last interest rate hike. So that could play into this as well. But what might happen because of the Fed?
Well, you know, journal reporting is that there really few expect that a rate rise tomorrow would ruffle financial markets. I think that there's more concern that the Fed could get more hawkish next year, and that could reverse the recent rally in stocks.
Now, you said that this is the fastest 1,000 points in Dow history?
That's right.
And
that's
so,
right. And
yeah, if you look back over it longer term, put the whole rise in context, up to 19,000.
Up to 19,000? Well, you know, it's been a long, slow rise. And, I mean, since 1928, the Dow in presidential election years, not including ones where there's an incumbent secret election, has averaged about 2.8%. And also the first year of a new presidential term sees the market rise by about 6%. So we saw something that's happened really quick with the Dow Jones gaining, you know, 13% since the start of this year. And about half of that increase has been since the presidential election.
Hmm. They're calling it the Trump bump. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
Thank you.